Changing decades of U.S. policy, President Bush yesterday backed Israeli plans to keep parts of the West Bank, and he joined Israel in rejecting the right of Palestinian refugees to return to what is now Israel. Arab leaders condemned President Bush's Middle East policy shift as a dangerous move that could stir violence. David Horovitz is editor of the Jerusalem Report. What is the reaction to this in Israel?
The overwhelming reaction in Israel is that this is a victory for Mr. Sharon, a personal victory for Mr. Sharon, who has really extracted from President Bush pretty much everything that he could have wished for. Mr. Sharon is pushing this plan for disengagement, for a unilateral Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip and a very small portion at this stage of the West Bank. Many people in his own party oppose him. Many people further to the right in Israel oppose him. Many people on the left oppose him because they think he should be negotiating with the Palestinians. And what he got really was described by the state television correspondent at the White House as it was almost a campaign rally. The way that correspondent saw it, and many Israelis feel the same, is that Bush did everything short of coming to Israel and knocking on the doors of voters and telling them to go out and support Sharon.
Were Israelis surprised by this help from Washington?
I think so. I think they had expected that there might be formulations in both the Bush statement to the cameras and in the letters that were exchanged that might be helpful to Sharon to win over some of his opponents. I think that what we actually heard and have read in the statements is really the absolute limit of what Sharon could have wished for in his dreams. The notion that the Americans would be so specific, really, in making plain their sense that Israel need not absorb any Palestinian refugees, and this tremendous show of sympathy for the changed demographic realities, which, in the way Bush put it, meant that Israel could not be expected to return to its pre-1967 borders. These were dramatic formulations. Now, President Clinton had really urged the Palestinians in a similar direction in the final months of his term. He had told the Palestinians, you know, forego the right of return. The Israelis should be allowed to have blocks of settlements, and they should give you sort of territorial compensation from what is today sovereign Israel. But when Clinton was doing that, he was trying to chivvy the two sides towards a permanent deal. They were at the peace table, or had until recently been at the peace table. This is very different. This is a climate where there is absolute mistrust between the two sides, no realistic prospect of serious negotiations, and yet the American president has come out and taken positions so plainly advocating the kind of final status scenario that Mr. Sharon and people who follow his politics have been supporting.
Well, it might help Sharon politically, but he also has legal problems in Israel.
Well, yes, the legal troubles are overshadowing him, but I don't think he's letting them distract him. And as long as he is not charged, I mean, there is a swirl of financial allegations, including the suspicion that he may have taken bribes. As long as he is not indicted, they are essentially irrelevant. The moment that the Prime Minister were to be indicted, well, then, of course, Israel's political reality and everything that we're talking about now would be very different, because then there would be a battle to succeed him. The more hawkish current finance minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is probably the most likely candidate. And then we really enter a whole new era. But if that doesn't happen...
Thank you very much.
David
Horovitz is the editor of the Jerusalem Report and the author of Still Life with Bombers, Israel in the Age of Terrorism.